On this Wednesday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the weather today.
No.
Didn't think so. I thought I'd throw it out, though, anyway.
It's a good day to put warm clothes back on and stay inside. And that means here in my part of the world, nothing's rolling or probably isn't rolling, though I've not been out of the house. I think farmers are content to just stand aside for the moment. So they'll want to know a couple of things for the Midwest, rainfall and temperatures, and probably ought to work that into what we've had and if there's been any damage done. And you can extend that to the hard red winter wheat growing areas as well.
Well, all right. We certainly have been cold, record cold this week, as everybody knows. And we are going to deal with it for just a little while longer, and then we're going to see a little temporary break. I say temporary because I'm still not convinced that we're not going to run into some cooler than usual weather a little bit later this spring in addition to this. But we did see some impressive cool air this past couple of days, and temperatures got down to the single digits and teens across the north half of the plains, teens and 20s in the central plains, and it looks like there were a few counties in southwest Kansas in hard red winter wheat country where there might have been a little bit of damage, with temperatures dropping yesterday morning down into some teens and lower 20s in areas where the crop was certainly well into the joint stage, if not pushing the boot. And in the case of pushing the boot, though, that was actually down in Texas and southern Oklahoma. And the temperatures in southern Oklahoma were not threatening, but there were some areas in west Texas that did get down into some 20s and maybe a little minor wheat there that might have got nipped. Before we go too much farther, I don't want to mislead anybody. All of the damage I'm referring to is very spotty, very limited in coverage. I don't think it's a big deal, but if you're the farmer that's producing that crop, it's a big deal. So it is important in that respect. Now, this morning we saw more frost and freezes occurring from the heart of the Midwest down into the Tennessee River Basin. And some of the wheat in Tennessee and Kentucky was not only booted, but it was also beginning to head. And so there's some crop there where temperatures got into the middle and upper 20s this morning that probably caused some damage. But those two states, again, don't represent a large percentage of the nation's total wheat. But again, if you're the producer that has dealt with the damage, it's not a pretty picture. Now, we will get away from all of this cold over the next few days, and we will bring back increased rainfall potentials, especially in the second week of the outlook. Now, this week we've got a rain event coming up here that will occur tomorrow into Friday that will go right across the heart of the Midwest from the Central Plains, Nebraska and Kansas, into Ohio and touching upon southern Michigan and parts of Kentucky. It'll be a quick event. No big heavy rains are coming from this, but we will still have moisture. And after it passes, we might be able to get a several-day period of dry weather to take place. The temperatures will gradually warm during that period, but about the middle of next week, we'll have another chance for storminess to occur in parts of the lower Midwest and also in the Delta and the southeastern states, with one more system behind that in the last weekend of the month. So it's putting it all together, it's kind of not a good scenario for some, but there will be an opportunity for progress to be made, and we will get away from the frost and freeze risk, I think, especially in the lower Midwest southward for the next couple of weeks.
Are there dry conditions that you're worried about in the United States too?
Yes, the hard red winter wheat country again is still struggling with some lack of moisture, especially in the high plains region, eastern Colorado, western parts of Kansas, straight southward into a part of New Mexico. Now, there is some area in the Texas Panhandle that's done relatively well with precipitation periodically here this season, but they too need to see more moisture. In the last 30 days, actually, we've seen less than 25% of normal precipitation in the heart of Kansas and also from southeast Colorado into the northwest part of the Texas Panhandle. So there's definitely some real estate out there that could use a drink of water.
What about the Black Sea area?
The majority of that region continues to deal with a lack of moisture, too. It's not critically dry because the temperatures have been cooler than usual here in the past couple of weeks, and so there's not much demand for moisture. And so areas from Romania through Ukraine over to Kazakhstan are doing okay for the situation at the moment. But there is definitely going to be a need for more moisture in all of this region as we go forward into the warmer days and weeks that lie ahead. It's not a crisis today, but it's something we want to keep an eye on for the next couple of weeks, at least until they get better moisture.
Have dry conditions shown up in Brazil? That would be normal for second crop or Safrinha corn.
That's true to a certain degree. The big concern here is actually because we planted some of this crop a little late and for a few areas a lot late, and reproduction for some of that Safrinha corn in the southern production areas will occur in mid-May. And that's late enough that we could lose a lot of the soil moisture that's present right now. You're absolutely right that seasonal rains usually end about this time of the year, and we have done that in parts of the production region. But not all of the southern Safrinha corn production region has good soil moisture right now. And so if we take this down the road 4 weeks from now, we could have a very short moisture profile at the time of reproduction. So there may be potential here for a little yield loss if we can't get some unusually late rain to evolve.
You keep an eye on it, and we'll keep checking in with you. Thanks so much.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.